Justin Bieber releases multiple worship songs, but there seems to be a disconnect between his multiple objects of worship. And Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock deletes his heretical tweet on Resurrection Day, saying that the resurrection helps us to understand that we, quote, are able to save ourselves. Stay with us as we look at these and other stories on the 5:11 News.
Now, there are two kinds of people in the world, only two kinds, not black and white, not rich and poor. There are those who are dead in sin, and there are those who are dead to sin.
After three nights of unbridled lawlessness across London, the contagion is spreading.
The problem is that God has already judged this. He has judged murder already. I don't need to question it. I don't need to ask and wonder what his plan is.
We're commanded as Christians not to participate in the works of darkness, but expose them.
Welcome back to 5:11 News. I'm your host, Chad Davidson of Good Fight Ministries. And on today's episode, we will be talking about a number of subjects, specifically regarding the Justin Bieber, I guess, I don't know if it's a controversy yet, but for us as believers, we should look at it and say, wait a second, what is going on here? As well as Raphael Warnock, the Democratic senator that was endorsed by Lecrae, and some of the things he had to say on Resurrection Day, which he now deleted. But before we get into that, I wanted to welcome you guys because this is now the second episode that we have on video now. We've moved 5:11 News to video format, as well as next week you will be seeing the Good Fight radio show on video format as well. So we hope you guys will be blessed by this. We are so excited, and a lot of this has to do with you guys supporting us through not only different means, but specifically through our Patreon page at patreon.com/goodfight. I want to thank you guys so much for that. And also, if you're here, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell so that you will know that notifications are happening to tell you you have a new show. And with 5:11 News and the Good Fight Radio Show, you guys are getting 5 episodes a week, as well as our 24/7 free radio station, the Good Fight Radio Network, that you can get at any time if you go to goodfightradionetwork.org. So excited to talk about these things. Also, it's a sad thing to talk about because we should be excited when someone comes out with worship albums, hopefully worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you listen to the intro, you'll see that I do believe that most music, all of music almost, has something that it's worshiping. There is some object that it is going to worship, and that is the case when it comes to Justin Bieber's latest EP. Now, people were very, very surprised. A lot of Justin Bieber fans were surprised because his album Justice had just recently come out, a full-length album, and now, just a few weeks later, in fact, only 2 weeks after the release of his music video Peaches, does he come out with a new EP. Now, if you don't know what an EP is, it stands for extended play record, or simply extended play. And what that has to do is it's usually just a compilation of songs that are created for promotional use and so forth. And it's supposed to be kind of a middle ground going from a single over to a full-length album. So it is interesting to kind of just throw this out there. And he included his pastor, Judah Smith, in the most recent EP, not the album Justice, because we're going to need to talk about that. But I want to talk about that in light of scripture, because what we want to look at are some of the lyrics as much as we can when it comes to this, because here is a verse that I think is very, very important for us to kind of read and examine what's going on here with these albums of worship, which they both really are. In James chapter 3, verse 10, it says, "From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way." And I think that's really, really important, especially because if you think of James, the third chapter, specifically right at the beginning of it, not only talking about teachers and so forth, and not all should be teachers, but also right there in verse 2, the thing that James himself included himself in when he said, brethren, we all stumble in many ways. And I think it's really, really important to recognize that. And then specifically, he talks about the tongue, because I think that the tongue is very easy for believers to slip with, to mess up with. But I do think that is very, very different than writing, recording, doing video of an album, and then singing just absolutely profane things, not only profane in the way that they demean women and so forth, but also profane in what they say, just as the overall theme of the song and so forth. So I wanted to talk a little bit about Justin Bieber's recent album release, Justice. There's a number of songs on there that we could go through, but I wanted to talk specifically about the one that he has a music video up with, I believe, around 83 million views on right now, because this is the song that is out there a lot more than any of these EPs, these quote-unquote worship songs that he had that were supposed to be for the Lord, including a pastor in those songs. Those songs are only getting about, you know, 100 to 300,000 views, but these are the songs that are going viral for him. And this one specifically, Peaches, I will try to read as much as I can, but a lot of it is profane and I would not dare say these words. But here it is. He says, I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah, blank. I got my weed from California. That's the blank. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah, bad blank B. I get my light from the source. Yeah, yeah, that's it. And that's just the introduction there. And obviously, we're talking not only about how he's demeaning women and so forth. This is a married man doing this. But also, what we have here is him talking about using pharmakeia, as the Bible will describe it, or getting high and recreationally using drugs. And this is something that it's very clear in Scripture. We're commanded, over, I believe, 15 times, at least 15 times in the New Testament, to be sober, to be sober-minded, and so forth. You cannot tell me that when you are using drugs that you are being sober-minded and you are called to be sober and vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he is prowling around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And who is he going to devour but those who open up their mind to wicked things? Who is he going to devour but those who are not sober-minded? Who is he going to devour over and over again when it comes to those that are engaging in this sort of talk? And it's pretty sad to hear these things, especially in light of the most recent album, the EP that he's put out with all these songs that are worshiping. And it's heartbreaking to think that this is the song, obviously, that would go viral. And I have to say a couple of things. This is a big worry here. So many people, because he does talk about Jesus a lot, he'll do live streams talking about them and talking about Jesus and so forth. So many people are swooned into this and they get caught up thinking it's so exciting. We finally have a celebrity that is coming out and being separate and being saved. And then what happens is that not only is he acting in this way and singing these songs, showing his true fruit, because Jesus was very clear that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks, right? That is exactly what the Word of God says. He's bragging about using drugs. And if you don't know what he's talking about during concerning a Georgia peach, it has to do with a woman's backside. But nonetheless, when we think about those things and we have those things and people are listening to, and over 83 million people, that's just on YouTube, let alone Spotify and so forth, are meditating on these things. And that's exactly what happens. They're meditating on these things. And I want to encourage you. Psalm, the first chapter, is quite clear. We are given two different types of men. And those two different types of men are one that meditate on God's word day and night. And that person is like the tree planted against the water that bears fruit in its season. The other person does not meditate on God's word day and night, but they sit at the seat of scoffers. And I'd like to show you, and I'm not going to be here because I want to get into the Scriptures as well as another story. But a number of the artists that he attached on that album on the Justice album, that would be sitting in the seat of scoffers. They do not meditate on God's word day and night. And guess what they are? They're like the bark that is blown off by the wind. That's what they are. And that's what you become when your life is not dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you can sit down, either write these songs, whether he did or not, perform these songs, make albums with these songs on there, with this sort of content on there, and then put this out to millions of people, and then think that it's okay. Now, after we'll just do a little quick EP here and put out some worship songs in my pastor, and like that's just going to make everything okay. And I want to go back to James chapter 3. Because I think this encapsulates a lot of what's going on here. And I want to encourage you, if you're a brother or sister in Christ, you should be meditating on the Word of God day and night. You should be always meditating on the Word of God. In Psalm 119, it says, the themes of your law are the, your songs, the songs that the psalmist was talking about him singing. I believe it's verse 56 in Psalm 119, right around there. But in Psalm 119, that all the themes of his songs, they're his, of his law, of God's word. God's word are the themes of his songs in all the days of his pilgrimage. And so that should be our heart's content, is that the things that we sing to the Lord, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, making melody with our heart to the Lord, those things should be not things that are absolutely positively contrary to the scripture. They should be things that are, guess what, beneficial to us. They should be items of worship where our object is clear. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. That we should be using our time on this earth to glorify him. And guess what? The Bible says over and over the power of music, specifically when it comes to even when it comes to making new creatures. Because it says in Psalm 40, verses 3 through 5, a Psalm of David said that the Lord gave him a new song, a song of praise to his God, and that many would hear of it and come to fear the Lord. Remember that it was used as spiritual warfare, right? An anointed man of God with the Holy Spirit was far different from Saul, who the Holy Spirit had departed. And when the evil spirits would come upon Saul, he would have David, a man of God with the Holy Spirit, play songs to make the wicked demons go away from him. And so we see that sort of power. We recognize that Judah, which means praise, is, guess what? Judah was always the first one to go out into battle. And in 2 Chronicles, it's amazing when you think, I believe it's chapter 20, when you think about the battle in Jehoshaphat, the valley of Jehoshaphat, and you think over and over again about what they did, it says that they began singing and praising the Lord, and the Lord sent ambushes against their enemy, and they were routed. And it's just so awesome to think that God would use music in such a powerful way. And then when you can have that, to then trade a stream of living water for broken cisterns that do not hold water, it's a heartbreaking thing. And for us as believers, we should say, Lord, I want to meditate on your word day and night. I want to be singing about you. I want to be just complete in worship with you, in love with you, Lord, because you are so good and you have saved me. You have taken me from the pit. Why would I go and start bragging and singing about the things that I've been saved out of? Why would I meditate on those very sins that God has saved me from? And it is something that's really, really important, because what you say is important. The Bible is very clear about that. Jesus was really, really clear that every single word that you utter, every careless word that you utter, will be brought up again at the judgment. So we want to make sure of that, and make sure we're reminded of that about the things that we're having to say. In James chapter 3, it says this, now if we put the bits into the horse's mouth so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder, wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. Now, I think these are some really profound statements. Obviously, it's the word of God. But when you think about this, and this is why James is always called the Proverbs of the New Testament, and you think about these statements, you think about a bit inside of a horse's mouth that you turn, and this great beast turns how you want it. You think of a giant ship, and you have one person turning a little rudder, and that makes the ship move. And that's exactly what he's talking about comparative to the tongue. And he gets into more analogies, but it is really, really important that we know about the things we are saying. It's really, really important that we care about the things that are coming out of our lips. I'm sure there are plenty of people here that have been in an argument with somebody they love, and they said things that they wish they could put back into their mouth. And that is the case. We need to be careful about how we speak. We need to obviously not be singing stuff like this. And I hope as a believer, you're not listening to things that the Lord would hate. And also, For believers, I hope that you're not putting your faith in any man. That includes Justin Bieber. That includes Judah Smith, his pastor, who I don't believe is really a pastor. But nonetheless, it's one of those things that you don't want to put your faith in any man whatsoever. This is why it's great to know that the Word of God is our standard. It's great to know where we go back to when we have questions. It's great to know where we find our confidence. It's in the person of Jesus Christ, who gave us the Theanoustos, the God-breathed word that we have today. He is the one who has given it to us, and he's given it to us so that we may be adequately equipped for every good work. And so I want to make sure that the meditations of my heart are pleasing to the Lord. I want to make sure that the Word of God is dwelling in me richly. And when I'm doing that, I won't be singing this nonsense. And for Justin Bieber, I pray for repentance, because this is exactly what James is talking about. So let's go on a little further in on this text. So also the tongues is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life. And it is set on fire by hell. When you're singing about things, about the women and the weed that you're going to smoke, and the Lord says that this very thing that you're using, this tongue that you're using, is now setting a fire aflame from the pits of hell that is on the course of a life, that is setting the course for your life, guys, this is something we should pay attention to. This is something we should watch out for. We should watch out for this not to be the meditations of our heart and the way that we speak to one another. And for Justin Bieber, I pray for repentance, and I pray that he would find a real shepherd. I mean, early on when he was, you know, supposedly having this conversion, you know, you had pictures of him with Carl Lentz, the now defrocked, you know, Hillsong pastor who was sleeping around with women that weren't his wife, was a complete phony. Well, he was with him in a bar taking shots shirtless. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that was going on in terms of the people that were shepherding him. And praise God, when he found out, it seems like his wife and him, Justin Bieber and his wife, actually unfollowed Carl Lentz when they found out what a fraud he really was. Granted, his doctrine, his teaching, and so forth would do a good job of explaining that to you if you were into the Word of God and meditating on it. Because it's very easy to pick out a false teacher from a true teacher of God when we look through the requirements that God has given them in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in Titus 1, 5 through 9. It's really, really important that we look at those things and say, does this pastor meet the requirements? I know he's got some cool glasses on, might have some really nice designer jeans, but can he preach the Word of God accurately? Is he a man who is not to be ashamed not being able to rightly divide the Word of God? Because if that pastor, so-called, self-identifying as a pastor, cannot rightly divide the Word of God, he cannot stand up against false doctrine, then guess what? He's not really a pastor. I could sit up here and tell you that I'm a pro baseball player all day. I could tell you how I play for the Dodgers, but guess what? If I don't pick up a bat and go play for the Dodgers, I'm not a pro baseball player. If somebody doesn't preach true doctrine and stand up against wolves who do not, they are not truly a pastor. If they say their calling is not to call out false teachers, guess what? They're not a pastor. You can't shepherd somebody if you're not warning about the wolves. And that's the thing. Do we love people enough to tell them the truth? Do we love people enough not to allow this to happen? But I want to keep reading, because this is really, really important. Verse 7 in James chapter 3. For every species of beasts and birds, of reptiles and creatures of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by the human race. But no one can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil and full of deadly poison. With it, we bless our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse men who have been made in the likeness of God. And yes, if you are talking about women in the way he's talking about women in that song, you are cursing them. And that woman is made in the image of God. You don't talk about them that way. It's disgusting. From the same mouth come both blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be this way. Does a fountain send out from the same opening both fresh and bitter water? Can a fig tree, my brethren, produce olives, or a vine produce figs? Nor can salt water produce fresh. And I think this is really, really important for us to understand. People are known by the fruit they bear. A tree is known by its fruit. So yes, you could sing a worship song here and there, but ultimately, if the rest of your life is not indicative of a believer, we need to be mindful of that. I remember when he had done an interview a while ago about his conversion to Christianity, and Pastor Joe Schimmel of Good Fight Ministries wrote an entire article that you can find on goodfight.org, whether or not Justin Bieber is a good brand for the Christian faith, whether or not Justin Bieber is a legitimate spokesperson for Jesus. And this was a number of years ago, but the same questions have continued to remain ever since then. And this idea of being able to have both salt water in his song Peaches and then fresh water in this new album Freedom, this is something that it just cannot be so. We need to look for this and say, guys, this is not right. I don't want people being duped into falling into this stuff and meditating on this wickedness simply because he said something nice. And it was the way that I had actually posited this to a youth group a number of years ago when I was looking at Christian artists and so forth, especially of the country music variety. And some of them would have worship songs. And so I would read the lyrics of those worship songs. And I'm like, aren't these great? Aren't these great? And then later on, I would then read some of the other songs about being like a little devil and taking her shots and taking a man home and so forth. And I would read those lyrics. And I said, hey, I just have to ask, you know, if I came up here and let's just say I taught faithfully almost every single week, but every once in a while when I came up, I told you to go sleep around and get drunk, would your parents allow you to continue to come up here and listen to my messages? Absolutely not, right? I hope if you're a self-respecting person who actually loves the Lord, how about forget self-respect? Let's just respect the Lord. And if you respect the Lord, you would not allow your child to be taught by someone who clearly does not care. If they did care, they wouldn't talk in such a way. They would not act in such a way. So it's something really, really important that we take these things seriously and we say, parents, I'm calling out to you. If you notice that they're listening to Justin Bieber and you're like, well, he has some worship songs. Oh, I'm just sorry about this poison here. This is horrible. I don't need to do a deep dive into this. You guys can see by the one song, one intro to that, this is not something that you should be listening to. And sadly, I do believe that some of this, and like I mentioned, Judah Smith, who is his pastor, quote unquote, Judah Smith is a part of the worship EP that came out only 2 weeks after the music video for this wicked song. And so I'm saddened for him. I pray that somebody with real leadership qualities that actually cares about the word of God would come alongside him, rebuke him in love, right? What is it saying in 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17? One of the things that the word of God, that which is God breathed, is used for is the correction and training in righteousness. And we should be able to do that in love. But the fact is also that the same Paul that wrote that wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 9, that we can't be hypocrites when it comes to our love. Our love cannot be hypocritical. It has to hate that which is evil and cling to that which is good. We cannot have both salt water and fresh water coming out of our mouth. We cannot do that. And when somebody does stumble, which that's exactly what James says, people do stumble. When somebody does stumble, we need to be able to step up and say, hey, we don't need to be talking this way. And maybe if you're going to have, you know, 5 or 6 worship songs on your YouTube channel, you might want to delete this nonsense that you have here. And, you know, we hope and pray that he would be corrected and actually get saved. You know, I think that would be great. And I wanted to talk a little bit about a tweet that has now been deleted. Now, I mentioned this in the beginning, but Reverend Raphael Warnock, he was elected as a senator there in Georgia, and he was actually endorsed by the quote-unquote Christian rapper Lecrae, and he has said some really silly things. He called himself a pro-choice pastor. Once again, you can be a pastor, I guess, a blind one leading the blind into a ditch, but being for the slaughter of babies, you've relinquished any ability to even have a discussion with any moral capability. As soon as you decide that women can go and choose, and alongside men pushing them to do so in their wickedness, go and choose to murder and slaughter babies, automatically, I don't care what your opinion is on anything else. I won't even ask you your favorite sports team. It means nothing to me. And sadly, that's exactly what Raphael Warnock has done. And we have to think about this as just absolutely the heinous wickedness that it is. And the fact that somebody claim to be a believer and support that, it should be heartbreaking to us. As somebody with four children, it breaks my heart to even think and fathom about somebody murdering my children. It breaks my heart as I hold little babies of friends that have babies to think that just right inside that belly that somebody like Raphael Warnock would say, I'm a Christian, and if you slaughter that baby right now just because of your choice, I got no problem with it. Absolutely wicked. But he has since taken down a tweet that happened on Resurrection Sunday. And if you guys have followed us at all on Good Fight's Instagram page and also our Facebook page, sometimes I'll do a heresy fixer. And it's not quite as good as it's Tim Barnett, I believe, over there doing red pen logic. But I usually do it on the Pope because he always has something really, really not so smart to say. So I try to fix that there. And then I was going to do that here with Reverend Raphael Warnock's tweet, but there was just, I couldn't have done, it just all would have been red and I would have to rewrite it. So I want to read it for you because he has since taken it down, but screenshots will win the day today. And this is what he said. The meaning of Easter is more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Let's stop right there. That just right there is just one of, I'm trying to figure out a nice way to say it, the dumbest things I've ever heard. You think about even when it comes to our faith, our preaching, everything that we have in Christ. Guess what? Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15 that it's all in vain without the resurrection. It is all in vain without the resurrection. All the preaching, all the teaching, all our faith is in vain if Jesus doesn't rise from the dead. I believe it was Dr. Frank Turek who said, if Jesus doesn't rise from the dead on Sunday, then Friday was just another Friday, right? Good Friday, so to speak. It was just another Friday. And so we look at this and we say, what could be more transcendent than the resurrection of Jesus Christ? The confidence and hope and faith that we have it on a fixed hope that doesn't move, one that we can look at historically, one that we can look at biblically and prophetically and so forth, just ridiculous. But let's keep going. Whether you are Christian or not, by the way, if you're not a Christian, I think the resurrection should scare you. I'm just going to be honest with you. I think the resurrection should be a scary thing because Jesus proved the afterlife. And if Jesus proved the afterlife, which he did, how about since Jesus proved the afterlife, he's also the same one that warned about hell for the unbeliever. So I would encourage you to repent because we can know by over 500 witnesses and more than that, that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Nonetheless, whether you're a Christian or not, through a commitment to helping others, we are able to save ourselves. Well, praise God, he deleted this after a couple days. But just to think that the resurrection tells you you can save yourself, how off do you have to be? How ridiculous has your theology, what has it come to? He's the lead pastor of Ebenezer Baptist. And I want to tell you this, if you think you can save yourself, you probably are not saved yourself. You should be careful with that because the fact is that Jesus Christ is the one that did it all and he put his stamp on it in history. Not only the fact that he died for your sins, but he was raised again on the third day according to the scriptures. And guess what? That is what you are saved by if you hold fast until the end. As 1 Corinthians 15 tells us, the true meaning of the resurrection and why we can celebrate and not say happy Easter, I say happy Resurrection Sunday. This has been Chad Davidson, and this is the 5:11 News.
The 5:11 News with Chad Davidson has been brought to you by Good Fight Ministries, bringing you news and commentary from a Christian perspective. This show can be heard every Friday wherever podcast shows are available, or visit 511news.org. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to being with you next week on the 5:11 News.